Now, after 73 years in business, the Cork institution that was the Jackie Lennox chip shop has announced it's going to be closing its doors from next week. Brian Lennox, who'd taken over his parents' family business, he spoke to our reporter Ethna Dodd last night about his reasons for winding down the famous chipper.
Stress. Too busy. And literally, lack of staff. We cannot, for the life of me, get staff to work for us. We have lots of people and students looking for part-time, but we need 10 full-time staff. Before COVID, we had 47 staff, most of those were full-time. At the moment, we have 30, which today I had to give the bad news that they were made redundant, which broke my heart. It's not very easy to do that. That's the bottom line, is I can't do it on my own, the pressure that we're under. And thank God the customer is coming in the door. There's nothing to do with that.
You've been working in that shop for 45 years, Brian. Tell me about your experiences from a young boy to now working in that Cork institution.
Well, when I was growing up, I was the youngest of nine. When I was six, my mother knitted me a little apron and she shoved me downstairs. And as soon as I could carry a bucket of spuds, I was working. That was the way we were brought up. We were definitely taught how to serve the public. And I really appreciated what our parents did for us. We served the people of Cork as well as we possibly could.
Tell me a little bit about where your chip shop is and the kind of people that it served.
It's on the south side. It's called Bandon Road. My parents started off on the north side over a cobbler shop, and they moved from there to they bought a cottage on Bandon Road, and they turned it into the first purpose-built chip shop in Ireland, as far as I'm aware, in 1951. And they raided nine kids over that. I was the ninth. It was, you know, it was fabulous. We had a great life. I mean, having nine kids as our nine family members is lovely. But we just all had to put on an apron and work it.
While you were putting on an apron and working in the chip shop, some famous people and some big names came in. Do you have any fond memories of any of the celebrities that darkened your door?
There's loads of celebrities and loads of people, but I mean the most famous person is the next customer. So I could name names, and there are an enormous amount of names. Miss World's members, U2, blah blah blah. To me, the most important person was the actual next customer. After 73 years, we've served the people of Ireland, Cork, and the world with the best we could offer. We go down proudly and ask you please to remember us fondly. We're going to miss you.
Lovely memories there, and the sad closure as well, as told by Brian Lennox to Ethna Dodd. And Ralph Regal, Southern Editor of the Irish Independent, is with us as well. Ralph, I'll remember the warmth of the welcome no matter how long the queue was at Lennox's, and the crispness of the chips. What about you?
Yeah, Mayor. I mean, the famous story in Cork is that probably the best stand-up comedy was the queue at Lennox's. That, you know, it was entertainment. There was a lovely family vibe to the chip shop. I mean, famously, if there was children in the queue, there'd always be a couple of chips on a fork handed out to the youngsters. Generations of Corkonians were brought up through the wonderful food at Lennox's. And generations of students, of course, it's on Bandon Road. It's not a million miles from University College Cork. And even a lot of MTU students would kind of live in the area. You know, they'd be broke. They'd go up. They might only be able to afford a burger or a chip, but there'd always be a shovel of chips thrown into the bag with them. So I think it's very moving that you know, Brian ended there by saying that, you know, they hope that they're remembered fondly and that they made some contribution to the culture of Cork. In actual fact, they've been a huge part of the social fabric of the city. And I think that's judged by the number of people and the scale of people that reacted to this shock news yesterday. You've had, you know, ordinary customers, you've had business leaders, you've had politicians right up to the European Commissioner, Michael McGrath. They've all paid tribute to Lennox's, the contribution to Cork over 73 years and just how much it'll be missed.
And, you know, what Brian Lennox was saying there about the stress, they're too busy, the lack of staff, it's indicative of perhaps something that's hitting other businesses that are successful, but literally, particularly in the hospitality sector, they can't get the people to carry on at the moment.
Yeah, and I think it's something that's going to very much focus minds during the budget today because, you know, I mean, Lennox's was such a successful brand in Cork. I mean, one of the great debates in Cork was you'd have people arguing about the best burger, the best fish. My favourite fish and chips were from Lennox's. And you see a business like that that is so successful, there's still queues outside the business. And yet you have a family saying that they just can't run it, that they're a victim of their own success and they're stepping back.
Ralph, you and others in Cork and elsewhere, if they can get there, have until Sunday, I think, to get your fish and chips. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Ralph Regal of the Irish Independent at 2 minutes to 9.